We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Hurricane Ian bearing down on the free state of Florida. Reaching 155 mile an hour winds, nearly a cat. Look at the eye of the storm right now. They have a track making landfall and coming straight up in a straight line. And the path often changes. But right now it is set to go straight through Columbia, South Carolina, after it makes landfall. Let's hope it blows itself out a bit before it does that. Those of us, again, who remember Hurricane Hugo, I'm probably dating myself, but being inland didn't do much to protect you from that. I was in Charlotte at the time. And it was a mess. So we're keeping our eye on that here, what it means for you, what it means for the state, what it means for Florida. Keep it tuned right here to 106.3 WORD. Going to be interesting to see how this is. By the way, this would not be happening. It's your fault, by the way. Wait, what? Yeah, the hurricane. It's your fault. See, because if you had voted for Democrats, this wouldn't be happening. The hurricane? Uh-huh. Folks, this is a good... Our country is being run by a kooky climate cult. And they're willing to destroy everything. All of it. For their kooky climate beliefs. Amy Klobuchar, thought to be a serious Democrat presidential candidate last time. Should be back this time. See if she can get any traction. Issued an implied threat. Vote for us or the hurricanes will continue. Folks, there were hurricanes before there were Democrats or Republicans. There were hurricanes before there were Democrats, Republicans, and combustion engines. There were hurricanes back when dinner was cooked on an open fire on the plains. And there will be hurricanes in the future when we're flying around in our cars. This will never end. It will never change. There's not a darn thing you can do about it. And voting for Democrats will only make you broke and poor. It won't do anything to stop the hurricanes. But that didn't stop insane Amy Klobuchar. This sounds like a threat. Vote for us or the hurricanes will continue. Sadly, there's a plurality of people in this nation that actually believe this crap.
We just did something about climate change for the first time in decades. That's why we've got to win this as that hurricane bears down on Florida. We got to win in the midterms. We understand that.
Uh-huh. One of my favorite things in the stack, and I keep a printout of it because I expect it to be erased from the internet at any time, is this Associated Press article, which forecasts that by the late date of 1989, Florida would be underwater. Most of it. Associated Press. 1989 was going to be the date. 1989, yes, because of climate change. If we didn't act right away, we only had 10 years to act. What was the date of that? 79. Last few months of 79. How'd that work out? Not so good. Yeah, ever since then, they've been telling us, including AOC, who nobody had even heard about since back then, since she was a kid. Everybody has been saying, we got 10 years, man. We got 10 years. Yeah, I know. We've had 10 years since 1980. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a new lie all the time because they figure you won't go back in the newspaper archives like I do. But they tell the lie. And every generation of liberals tries to make bank off of it, sometimes with hilarious results. Did you hear this? It's a new campaign worldwide. It's being run out of Australia by kids. And they're demanding that you not be able to fly anywhere because it's bad for the planet. Unless you're John Kerry or Joe Biden, then it's fine. That you not be able to fly anywhere without getting specific permission from the government. In other words, you turn your flight plan into the government along with justification for you to be able to fly because we're destroying the planet. Okay, so this is an Australia radio station. And Izzy Cook, who's a high schooler, is the head of this. And she's calling for school boycotts, kids to stay out of school until they get this dictatorial plans. You cannot go anywhere until the government approves your travel plans. Kind of like Nazi Germany. I don't know if you actually have to have papers or what, but they love that kind of thing. So they'll use the climate as an excuse. Okay, so Heather DePlessis Allen is the radio host. And Izzy Cook joins her to talk about how, you know, you need to have this boycott. Got to have government approval. We got to save the world, right? Here's how this ended. It took this radio host 1 minute and 39 seconds to take her apart. And her mom is outraged. She says Izzy is a victim of tough questions. What liberals never expect. You cannot ask a member of the climate cult a tough question, or they will decombust right in front of you, as Izzy did. Take a listen.
For example,
so we would have to apply to have like approved events to be able to fly for.
Well, that's one thing that you could look at doing.
Am I allowed to go to Fiji? Is that necessary?
In the current climate crisis, I don't think that that's necessary.
When was the last time you were on a plane?
I'm not sure. Maybe a few months ago, to be honest.
Where'd you go?
Fiji.
Izzy! Izzy! Don't you care about the climate, Izzy?
Of course I care about the climate.
Not enough. You went to Fiji. Izzy, come on, mate. Are you serious? Are you serious, Izzy?
No, it's pretty ironic.
Are you still there?
It is pretty ironic, but to be honest, it's not really a trip that I wanted to go on, but I can't really get out of it.
Why'd you go?
My parents wanted to go.
Izzy!
I didn't want to go.
How are you embarrassed that your parents did that to the planet and then forced you to do it as well?
Of course I'm not embarrassed.
Did you have a terrible time?
Not really. I didn't have
I'm sorry. Mate, listen, you're such a champion. I think you've got a brilliant future ahead of you. And I, are you doing another strike soon?
Yeah, well, we'll look to.
Good. We'll talk to you again and we'll get you back on the show.
Izzy's mom was mad because you never question the climate cult. You never do. You just have to accept whatever you're told and do whatever you do. And it always results in extreme government dictatorship. So if you submit to extreme government dictatorship and pay enough taxes to the government, by God, we won't have to have hurricanes anymore. Nobody's really clear on how that'll work, though. And the same people who can't get the weather report right for the end of the week are going to stop climate change. They're going to do it. They really are. Have you ever noticed they don't say exactly how? Yeah. That's for them to know. And you to never find out. Yeah. As you end up living in a cave and cooking over an open fire. Oh, wait, no, that's not allowed. By the way, they may not soon be doing that in Germany and France. Did you read this? The cost of firewood is up 20%, right? And there's these chips, these wood chips, right? Because now they're back to burning that because of their climate policies. Do you know who the biggest wood chip seller is in Europe? Do you know? Oh, my God, the punchline. It's Russia. So in order to virtue signal, they got rid of cleaner forms of energy like some nuclear and a lot of natural gas and, of course, coal. What pollutes the most? Burning wood chips. What are they burning wood chips? So they're literally running around. Did you see this in August? The number one most searched term in Germany was the German word for firewood. They are literally scouring the woods for because they don't know how they're going to stay warm this winter. They don't know. And now it turns out that the punchline is that they are dependent on Russia for even the wood chips. I hope they scoured the woods well, right? Because you're gonna find wood debris. Maybe they could burn that. Maybe they burn that. I don't know. Texter writes, permission to go to Fiji is what the Chinese have to ask for. Well, apparently not Izzy. No, Izzy's mommy takes her. Must be nice to be Izzy. I'd love to go to Fiji. Ever been to Fiji? Is it nice? Is it worth the flight? It'd be a long flight. I don't care about the planet. It's not the planet. It'd be fine. Is it worth it, Fiji? I don't know. I always wonder. I have so many places I want to go. I'll probably never get to any of them.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.